Hey folks, welcome to last night, this, hey crap, good afternoon, almost got there. I had soccer practice this morning with my son and then got home to breakfast, so did not have a chance to record on the notes that I took already, but I am getting to it much earlier than yesterday, so, you know, slight improvement, I guess. Let's get right into it. The battle for Los Angeles. Shout out to Rage Against the Machine and any fans of Rage Against the Machine that may be out there. Kicked off last night, and it was an unsurprising outcome. Not an unsurprising. As the Dodgers, currently sitting in the bottom of the National League West, and the baseball's leading Los Angeles Angels, a loss. 11-7, actually. They got back in for 11 runs. Kevin Gausman does not look great for the Angels. He got 4 runs in 5 innings. But honestly, the real damage came up. Takayuki Ichikawa, who gave up 5 runs in 2/3 of an inning for the Dodgers. Tyler Pill threw 6 shutout innings before Chris Gray and Wilmer Font combined 7 runs over 2 innings. 7 of the 9 starting Dodgers drove in runs tonight while every Angel starter had a hit. It was an offensive explosion, honestly, beyond Tyler Pill's good game. Not really what you expect. They went for the Dodgers to try to right the ship. They announced it at 13-20, not 13-30, like my notes say. Not necessarily out of it. Again, we're only 33 games in, and the National League West does not look as strong as we thought. We talked about that a lot with the Rockies looking good, but not unbeatable, and the Diamondbacks certainly scuttling out of the gate. That's right, scuttling. The Angels will fall to 24-10. I was wondering yesterday who was going to hand the Angels their 10th loss, being the last team with a single digit in the loss column. Happened fairly quickly. The Dodgers gave it to them. The Giants down the Padres 6-4. Braulio Pardo hits his 4th home run of the year, a 3-run shot in the 5th. It was his only hit of the game, but he has started to show a propensity for, if he's going to get a hit, it's going to be a home run and it's going to be a big one, which is the old Braulio Pardo we all know and love. Both McClanahan and Graves failed to make it through the 5th. They went 4 2/3. McClanahan gave up 4 runs. Graves gave up 4. Both bullpens completely shut it down from there. No runs allowed by the bullpen after the starters left the game. Rob Polich notches his 8th save of the year for the Giants, still boasting a sub-1 ERA. And Giants leadoff man, Candon Miles, who's been the subject of some scrutiny, I suppose, early on in the year. Singled lead off the game, but he tripped over first baseman Don Lunt and had to leave the game. No real timetable on his return. I don't think it's serious, but knocking him out of the game early was kind of a blow. The Giants were able to bounce back from it, though. No worries. Giants are now 15-17, half a game in front of the Padres, who sit 15-18, both teams at the bottom of the National League West. The Rays win their 2nd in a row as the A's continue their slide backwards after their mini winning streak. I think about 5 games is what they got to before, you know, things started to crash back to earth. They've made a couple changes to the team. See how this pays off. We've talked about it a lot lately. Chao Kuei Fong had to exit the game in the 3rd inning after scoring only a single run. He looked like he was off to a good start. But he did have to leave the game injured, which is a bummer. The AL Best Rays bullpen did their thing. No worries there. Lost 7 innings of 1-run ball, and John Roberts picked up his 8th game save of the year. He's the only guy in that bullpen, by the way, with a really high ERA. I think it's 4.5. But he's been great as a kind of a slam-in-the-door, you know, last-ditch effort kind of guy here. That's terrible. That's not a mean. He's not a last-ditch effort. He's doing good. Shelby Miller pitched 7 pretty good innings for Oakland, but he does take the loss, his 4th of the year. The Rays are 18-16. The A's are 13-21. Dave Smith's incredible again, going 8 innings. Dave Smith for Cy Young, y'all. 2 hits, 2 walks, 0 runs on his way to his 4th win of the year. He's now 4-2 with a sub-2 ERA. Manuel Reyes allowed only 2 runs over 6 innings, usually more than enough for the Rockies offense, but Dave Smith just shut them down. Alex Bregman continues to struggle out the year. He went 0 for today. He's still hitting just around 220 on the year. You have to expect that to reverse as the rest of the Rockies offense seems to be climbing. The Cardinals are now 19-14. Rockies are 19-13. Blue Jays win 4-3 as John Lester improves to 4-1 on the year. John Lamb allows 4 runs over 6 innings for the Astros, falling to 2-2. Miguel Cabrera and Michael Franco are the 2 to homer for the Jays in the win. The Jays are now 18-14. The Astros also 18-14. Of note, Aroldis Chapman did leave the game injured for the Jays. He looks to miss about a week of action early on in the season. Pedro Magana looks like Pedro Magana again as he and the Phillies keep the Braves in check, winning 2-1. They hand Brady Aiken his first loss of the year as he will fall to 4-1. Really dull game offensively. Honestly, defensively as well, not a ton of strikeouts, just a lot of well-fielded ground balls and well-run routes in the outfield, I guess. It's not a lot to talk about here. The Phillies moved to 15 and 19. Braves, unfortunately, fall to 21 and 11. Still off to a very good start. The Rangers put a beatdown on the Mariners, and my favorite for the AL Cy Youngs, Justin Hooper. He has not looked great over the last couple starts. They got him for 5 runs over 3 innings. Jonathan Lucroy went 3 for 3, driving in 3 runs from the 9 spot for the Rangers. Jordan Cote goes 8 innings of shutout ball as well, earning his first win of the year. And Texas is now 15 and 19, slowly creeping out of that basement. Seattle falls to 21 and 12. The Mets mini streak of wins of 2 games ends. Wow, that was a bad sentence. Mets mini winning streak ends at 2 games. There we go. As they fall to the Diamondbacks, rookie Malcolm Williams outduels Jonathan Neese in his first career start. I mean, if you told me before the year you were going to have a kid make his first start against Jonathan Neese in the A's, I would have told you that's a rough draw for the kid, but not so much this year as he does get the win. He goes 7, and only gave him 1 run, 2 hits. He struck out 8. Mets reliever Hideki Hirata finally pitched a good 9th inning despite getting injured and having to leave the game. He'll be out for a couple of days. He'll be all right. Arizona improves to 17 and 15, and the Mets are stuck on 10 wins for another day as they fall to 10 and 22. White Sox and Royals have an offensive party as Chicago outlasts them to win 12 to 10 in 11 innings. Starters Sonny Gray and Ron Tillman were both very bad, but so were the bullpens. The Royals actually tied the game with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th on a 3-run home run from Cody Clemens, who has absolutely woken up his bat and has been everything that the Royals hoped he would be. The White Sox scored 3 in the top of the 11th and hung on to win. David Chester was 4-7 on the day, a pair of RBIs, and Chicago is now 11-21. Kansas City is 15-17. Brewers give Duncan Dwemular some run support in the 2nd as home runs from Daniel McCormick and John Taylor drive in 4 runs. Dwemular is now 4-1 on the year. Richard White chased early as the Fish for the Fish, but the Pen actually put the clamps on. They couldn't muster enough offense. They scored single runs in 3 separate innings. Milwaukee improved to 22-11. Miami falls to 12-20. The Reds jump all over Cleveland, scoring 6 runs in the first 3 innings to chase Josh Colometer, who has been very good this year, from the game and hands him his first loss of the year as well. He falls to 4-1. Matt Kirkland and Royce Lewis each drove in a couple of runs. 31-year-old Tyler Anderson pitched 5 innings in relief, and I guess in a follower role for the Reds. They were all shutout innings. He gets the win. Cincy is now 12-19. Cleveland falls to 18-12, still holding the lead in the just apathetic, is probably the best word for it, American League Central. Cubs take down the Pirates as they get to Gary Griffith early on, tagging him for 7 hits and 5 runs through 4 2/3. Gary Griffith has been very good this year, so that is impressive for an offense like the Cubs to get to him early. Eloy Jimenez and Kyle Skipworth each homer for the Cubs in the upset, and Madison Bumgarner earns his 2nd win of the year. Cubs move to 13-19. Pirates are 20-11, still sitting very well in position here in the National League Central, which is a busy, busy division. Tigers score 3 in the bottom of the 8th to tie the Twins, who then score 4 in the top of the 9th to win 13-9. The pitchers for the Tigers, 3 pitchers for the Tigers, excuse me, Ronnie Condalis, Kenneth McDowell, and Bill Smith each gave up at least 4 runs, with Bill Smith taking the loss in his rookie debut nonetheless. He went 1 2/3 inning. He'll take the loss. Gary Copeland went 3-4. He had 4 RBIs and hit his 6th home run of the year to power the Twins to their win here. Tigers fall to 12-20. Twins improve to 13-20. Yankees beat the Nationals behind Dylan Bundy's excellent performance. 7 innings, 1 run, 9 strikeouts. Ramon Ortiz hits a walk-off grand slam off Victor Payano, who was in his 3rd inning of relief. He probably should not be in for a 3rd inning of relief at that point. Rocky Shoulders hits another home run for the Yanks. He is leading off for them today. He has 4 home runs. All four have been solo shots since he joined the team. New York improves to 15-17. Washington falls to 19-12, fails to capitalize on the Braves losing to try to make up some ground, chasing them about a game and a half back of the Braves in the East. Baltimore blanks Boston 5-0 behind 5 shutout innings of Rash Russell. Strong work from the bullpen, including Rod Cunningham getting the save and looking good again. Tyson Detmer made his debut and went 1 for 3. Good to see him in the big. We talked about him a couple days ago, potentially being a fix for the offensive woes of the Rays. Suramatsu Uguchi takes the loss in his season debut for Boston as Boston falls to 17-16 and Baltimore climbs back to 16-16. 4 teams at the top of this division. And then actually throw the Yankees in here now at 15-17. The National League, American League East is a hell of a lot of fun to watch. It's a train wreck. Nobody's really pulling away, but everybody is like a couple of games within 500, a couple of games within each other, and it's going to be a fun ride down the season. That is it. That was the breakdown of last night. I am sub 10 minutes. I will see y'all Sunday morning.